It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Israeli and Palestinian leaders will be back at the White House today. President Bush has promised to help them reach a long-sought peace deal over the course of the next year. And it was all handshakes and smiles at yesterday's conference in Annapolis, Maryland. Amid all that hype, there are serious obstacles facing the two sides, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
They may not have been able to set out a clear end game for final status peace talks, but they do have a work plan. President Bush told a conference in Annapolis, Maryland yesterday that the Israelis and Palestinians have agreed to meet regularly and make every effort to conclude an agreement by the end of 2008. And while many question whether the time is right, the president says a peace process is needed now more than ever.
The time is right because a battle is underway for the future of the Middle East. And we must not cede victory to the extremists with their violent actions and contempt for human life. The extremists are seeking to impose a dark vision on the Palestinian people, a vision that feeds on hopelessness and despair to sow chaos in the Holy Land.
His comments seem to be aimed at one country that was not part of the meeting in Annapolis and not mentioned in the speeches, Iran. Washington accuses Iran of bankrolling terrorist groups in the Middle East, including the Palestinian militant group Hamas, now in control of Gaza. Analysts see the threat of a rising Iran as one of the driving forces for the conference, which brought officials from Arab states that don't recognize Israel, together with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Speaking through an interpreter, Olmert used his speech to address them.
There isn't a single Arab state in the north, in the east, or in the south with which we do not seek peace. There isn't a single Muslim state with which we do not want to establish diplomatic relations. Anyone who wants to make peace with us, we say to them from the bottom of our hearts, Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said he didn't come for theatrics and wouldn't shake Olmert's hand. Normalization, he argued, comes after peace. As for the conference, Saudi Ambassador Adel Al-Jubeir says he mainly heard good promises, both from Olmert and from President Bush.
We have heard positive things, but the proof is always going to be in the implementation. America had a great president once by the name of Harry Truman, and his attitude was always show me. We would like to see the words translate into deeds.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas also came with a long list of issues that he says needs to be addressed if, as he hopes, Palestinians will see a, quote, new dawn without occupation and separation walls. He spoke through an interpreter.
Mr. President, what we are facing today is not just the challenge of peace, but we are facing a test of our credibility as a whole. It is a test that would leave its indelible impact on the future of the region and on the relationship among its peoples and the international powers that are interested in the peace stability of our region, on the other hand.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made clear the U.S. is up for the test, and in her closing remarks last evening in Annapolis, she pledged America's unwavering support for the negotiations.
Peace between Israelis and Palestinians is a national interest for the United States. We now have a real opportunity to make progress.
U.S. officials had lowered expectations so much beforehand that they were calling Annapolis a success, mainly because so many Arab countries and others showed up to back up this first real push by the Bush administration into the heart of Arab-Israeli diplomacy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear a post-summit interview with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert at npr.org.